Oasis Audio presents Annabel Lee, a Coffee and Hill novel by Mike Napa. Read for you by Romy Nordlinger. 1. Annabel. Date unknown.
Uncle Truck keeps a German Shepherd on his farm that'll eat human fingers if you feed him to it just right. I know this because I have seen that dog. And I have seen them fingers. Truck keeps the dog, house and all, in a chain-link cage out behind the big red barn on the property, just down from the winding dirt road driveway. The cage ain't very big, but it's long and narrow like a practice track, and it gives the dog a place to run, except when the dog gets to the end. Then it has to almost stop and put its paws up on the corner of the fence so as it can turn around quickly inside that small space. Sometimes I think that dog is crazy running up and down that grass-patched cage, running like no one is looking, like it's got to run or else it'll go crazy. It ain't the barking kind of dog, though. I mean, isn't the barking kind of dog. I am an educated girl. I don't use words like ain't, not no more, not anymore. I'm not school-educated, no. Uncle Truck says that's a waste of time and taxpayer dollars, but he also says he won't have no stupids in his house, neither. That's why I got books all over this place. Any kind of book I want, Truck'll get for me. He says that's my education, and I better make the most of it. I don't mind, though. I like books. I like reading. I like that Truck makes time for me to read each and every day of the week, no matter what. I like that at least twice a week, and sometimes more, Truck pulls a language book off the shelf and drills me on German verbs or Arabic phrases or Italian fairy tales or whatever. I like knowing there's something else out there to discover beyond just the acres of this farm, outside the closed-up community of Peachtree, Alabama. And I like it when Truck says I'm real good at learning and a supernatural at picking up different languages. What I don't like is that dog. It don't bark at me, not ever, but it growls. And I can almost feel the rumbling in its throat before I hear it with my ears. Whenever the dog sees me, the growling starts. Sometimes Truck will tell it to shut up, mutt, and swat it across the nose. But most times, Uncle Truck don't even hear it. Most times it's just the dog and me, even when Truck or one of his farmhands is there. The dog looks me dead in the eye, never wags its tail, never moves off its haunches, just looks at me and growls, low, deep, and regular. It reminds me of some story out of a fairy tale, except the magic here is real and bad. Like that dog was once an evil warlock vanquished by a handsome prince, and as his punishment, he was transformed forever into a dog that eats fingers and lives in a cage. Something like that. I make my hands into fists whenever I have to be near that dog. I asked Truck once why he fed fingers to the dog. He looked at first like he was gonna laugh, then he got a serious layer onto his face.
"Just testing the limits," he said. "Nothing for you to concern yourself with, Annie girl."
"But where'd the fingers come from?" I wanted to know. Uncle Truck didn't answer. Kenny, one of Truck's oldest hands on the farm, told me later that the fingers came from a medical research facility in Tuscaloosa, that they was from cadavers dedicated to science, and that one of Truck's old army buddies got him while he was working out there as a lab assistant after the Second Iraq War. Kenny said Uncle Truck knows people all over Alabama, all over the world. And because of that, Truck can't talk about everything he does or everyone he knows to a little girl with a big imagination. But Kenny said he only knew Truck and Peachtree Al, so he could talk to whoever he wanted, whenever he wanted, and that included me. I like Kenny, but I worry about him sometimes. Even I know it isn't good to let your mouth run off too much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?